Welcome to the Washington Defender Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I'm very glad that you're here today. Hey, if you like these devotions, share them with your friends. Hit like, share, and or leave a comment. We'd love to hear your comments. Today's devotional comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 through 36. Now, to give you a little context, we're going to read verse 7, and I'd encourage you to go study the entire chapter. It says, "On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brothers to thank the Lord." Can you imagine the king of Israel handing a piece of paper and said, "We need to be thankful"? And this is what I think about the public square today is like, we live in Washington State. A lot of the policies are not going in the direction that we would like them to go. Or it just seems like there's unbalanced scales. And yet we can be thankful because of a couple reasons. And we're going to actually see it here in these scriptures. So 34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." The reason for your thankfulness today is because God is good. Period. It has nothing to do with your circumstances. It has everything to do with who God is. And then it says, "For his mercy endures forever." Aren't you thankful that God's mercy endures forever? He gives you unmerited favor even when you don't deserve it. And it says this, and say, "Save us, O God of our salvation." We're living in a time where we need God to save us. We're at all different areas. At times we're falling apart. It seems difficult. It seems like a rough season in life. And we need God to both save us spiritually from hell, but also save us in this time of where our budgets are way out of line, and there's times when we just are seeing the policy that's hurting the families, and we need God to save us. Now, this was specifically written for Israel, so it says, "Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles," or the Gentiles would be people other than Jews. So it's the idea that we don't want ungodly people or those that want to harm us or hurt us. We want to be saved from those individuals. "To give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in praise." And so that's what we want to do. We want to give thanks to the holy name of God, to triumph in praising him. And it says this finally, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." God's blessing over Israel and God's blessing over us is an everlasting blessing. He loves us as Christians, as Gentiles, we're grafted into Israel. But we know that he's an everlasting God. And it says this, "And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord." Will you make today a day that you praise the Lord? Regardless of what you're seeing or the tensions that you're having, the reality is we need to know who our God is and that he is able to save us, give us mercy, and that we're so thankful for all the work that Jesus did on the cross. So if you enjoy these daily devotionals, I would encourage you to hit like, share, and comment. We would love to hear what you have to say. Mostly, let's go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.